Books. It's 8 o'clock. This is KBNF Regional News for Thursday, December 18th. I'm Patricia Naft. Dr. Theo Colburn passed away last week. Yesterday, the EPA regulated some chemicals, including one that interfered with the endocrine system, the focus of Dr. Colburn's work. Jake Ryan has more.
The EPA has just announced it's cracking down on some chemicals that can be harmful and life-threatening to humans and the environment. This is Wendy Cleland Hamnett, the director of the Office of Pollution Prevention and Toxics at the EPA.
This is part of a larger effort that we take on in EPA to try to assure the safety of chemicals that are being used in everyday products in the United States. And one of the things that we are doing are issuing rules like the one that we put out today that addresses chemicals that are known to be hazardous to human health or the environment, and which have largely gone out of manufacture in the U.S. or use in products in the U.S., but that we believe may still be manufactured and processed overseas and imported into the U.S. in products.
One of the chemicals that will get scrutiny if shipped here is DNPP, a chemical added to plastics to make them softer. It's a phthalate, a chemical class studied by the recently deceased Dr. Theo Colburn.
DNPP is one of the phthalates, and phthalates are a category of chemicals that have raised concerns for endocrine effects and developmental and reproductive effects. And I do believe that Dr. Colburn was interested, very interested, in the use of chemicals and products and how that could result in exposure to people and the environment. So I think in that sense, this work is sort of an outgrowth of the work that she did for many years.
Carol Kukowski is the executive director for the Endocrine Disruption Exchange in Paonia, the organization set up by Theo Colburn. She said Theo's response to this regulation would have been mixed.
She would have been happy, yes, but has been very, very frustrated with what she called band-aid laws, where one chemical is banned or regulated in one product, you know, sometimes only in one city, and that's good because it puts pressure on industry to change their practices for the whole nation and indeed the world. But we've been calling for a complete overhaul in the way that chemicals are regulated across the board, particularly endocrine disruptors.
The recent regulation will also affect a toxic dye and a toxic industrial lubricant.
And on a related note, no memorial services will be held for Dr. Colburn. Memorial donations may be made to the Endocrine Disruption Exchange, TEDx, through their website or snail mail at TEDx at P.O. Box 1407, Paonia 81428. And according to the latest data, more than 100,000 Coloradans have signed up for the private health insurance through the state's exchange. KBNF's Laura Pomisano reports.
Open enrollment for Connect for Health Colorado started last month. As of Monday, more than 136,000 residents have signed up for coverage. Breaking down those numbers, more than 27,000 people enrolled for Medicaid and 932 signed up for CHP Plus, the state's health plan for low-income children and pregnant women. The exchange has also seen more than 108,000 enrollments in private insurance plans. Eve Buckmelter is a health coverage guide in Grand Junction. She says it's been challenging to use Connect for Health Colorado's online system.
Unfortunately, the system has had certain glitches, and while we've been able to enroll some, there's others, because of technical issues, we have not been able to enroll.
Because of these technical problems, Connect for Health Colorado says it will work with anyone who started the enrollment process by December 15th to make sure they get coverage starting January 1st. Additionally, people still have time to sign up for a plan. Open enrollment ends February 15th. For KVNF, I'm Laura Pomisano.
During the first day of December's oil and gas task force meeting in Rifle, Colorado, nearly 400 people from all over the state attended panel discussions and a public comment period with ideas ranging from more regulation to no more regulations to national security and public health. KDNK's community radio reporter Amy Haddon Marsh was there and brings you some of those voices.
My name is Lauren. I am an avid rock and ice climber here in Colorado. I make production and frac chemicals almost every day. I touch it, I breathe it, I work with it. And I don't know if anyone wants to challenge me to get to the top of some ice first, but I think I'm the picture of health.
I'm John Vandenberg. I'm the board chair of Citizens for a Healthy Community, which is a group of 300 plus ranchers, vintners, citizens, farmers, who are banded together to say, hey, we need to establish that there are parts of colorful Colorado where drilling is not compatible.
My name is Betty Balzer. I have rental properties in Dubec and Grand Junction, and a number of my tenants work in the oil and gas industry. I have one family that moved from North Dakota to Dubec, and he has to work in North Dakota, and he's just sitting there pleading with me for jobs. You guys make one little change in the regulations, and it takes away jobs. And the oil and gas industry creates a whole bunch of them that are good paying. And that, you know, really helps stimulate the economy.
If a local regulation or setback or ban or a statewide setback or regulation prevent access to severed mineral interests, that will result in a total take and compensation will be due.
Natural gas is used for manufacturing many agricultural products, fertilizer, chemicals, and et cetera, outside the state of Colorado. Does everybody like to eat? Of course. We want a cheap, abundant food supply, which is very important to our national security.
We need energy development for national security. We need energy development to thrive.
I'm Peggy Rollins of Citizens for Clean Air and Western Colorado Congress of Grand Junction. I have been involved with oil and gas problems since I moved to Battlement Mesa in 1996. I learned the hard way. Gas drilling had come back after Exxon pulled out overnight in the early 80s, leaving a depressed area of Garfield and Mesa County for 10 years. On its revival, rigs were planned on the Battlement Mesa golf course. Behind schools, we could smell the odors.
Thank you. Mike Sampson, Garfield County Commissioner. But today I'm talking to you as the chairman of Associated Governments in Northwest Colorado. That takes in five counties. It's a COG, Council of Governments. We believe that there is no need for new or additional rules or regulations regarding oil and gas production in the state.
That was a montage of opinions heard at the recent oil and gas task force meeting held in Rifle. And finally, President Obama recently announced some pardons he granted. 8 sentences were commuted and 12 people were pardoned. 2 of those pardons are for the Western Slope. David Mercer of Grand Junction was pardoned for violating the Archaeological Resources Protection Act, which he paid fines for in 1997, as well as 3 years of probation. And Albert Stork of Delta was pardoned for filing a false tax return. Stork was sentenced to 6 months in a jail type or treatment institution, along with 3 years of probation back in 1987. Up next, Tay and the Sweet Sound. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.